Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, this is Dawn Grant with your 15 minutes of inspiration. Visit my website, dawngrant.com, to get a little idea of the services that I offer, but to also educate you on mental training, power of your mind and thoughts, the ability that all of us have over guiding our lives and the direction that we want it to go in, and being able to define what direction that is. And each week I go over a inspirational quote and kind of give you my perspective on how you can apply that in your life, how you can look at the quote, gain a deeper understanding of what it means, and how you can apply it in your life, how you can learn from it, how you can become wiser from it. So the quote this week was said by John Norley, and it is, "All things are difficult before they are easy." You know, and I stop and think about that, I think, gosh, well, isn't that obvious? But, you know, the funny thing is that most of us expect things to be easy. Most of us go into the day and go into life expecting things to be easy. And we think, well, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen easily. And we think that if we hit some obstacles or challenges along the way, then all of a sudden that means whatever it is isn't supposed to happen or it's not right. And I even know a lot of people that are practicing positive thinking that have come to believe that you trust your intuition, your gut feelings. And I actually had a client last week in my office who said, you know, when something doesn't go the way I think it should, I take that as a sign that maybe I'm not supposed to be doing it. And I personally feel like there's a lot of different ways to look at something that's difficult. And I get this perspective basically from talking to a lot of clients and meeting with people and working with people that are in all different stages of applying the power of their thoughts, of applying mental training in their life. So if we look at it simply, and we look at what I teach about gut feelings, that you will get a positive feeling when something is conducive to who you are or what your intentions are. You'll get a good feeling in your within yourself as guidance to help you to move along the path that you've chosen. You will get a negative feeling when something is not conducive with your intentions. Say if your intention is to be safe when you're driving your car for an hour down the highway, you will have a not so good feeling if you are involved in something that's not safe, meaning going too fast or not wearing a seatbelt or being around somebody that seems to be driving carelessly. And you'll have a good, calming, peaceful feeling when you are doing something that is conducive with being safe, if that's what your intention is. So our intentions are really important. You have to know where you're at and what you're looking for to be able to have the gut feelings guide you properly. So if we look at that simply, then we could say, all right, well, yeah, if something's difficult or doesn't feel right, then it must not be right. But I really feel like it's a bit more deeper than that. If you're going from point A to point B being your goal in life, your goal for the day, your goal for the next 5 years, your intention for all the areas of your life, brainstorming of who you are and defining yourself. If we look at that like point A and just as an analogy, if we looked at it like point A is Florida and point B is California, then that's the general direction that you're planning to go. So that's your intentions. Your intentions are to get from point A to point B. But that can get even more specific depending on the rest of your intentions. If you're in a hurry, you want to get there quickly. If you want to have a leisurely travel and visit and do some sightseeing, and then that's your intention. If you set your intention that I'm supposed to get there without any problems, then when you do have some difficulties, there's going to be some negative feelings to that. And they're also going to challenge you to a point that they may either make you think, well, I guess I shouldn't be going, or they're going to make you feel like, boy, I really want to get there. So this is what I found. All things are difficult before they're easy. So if we look at this traveling from point A to point B in any area of your life, but along this analogy, just getting to California, when something becomes difficult, the people that are more weak, maybe weak-minded, maybe just weak in their intentions, maybe they don't have a lot of clarity, they don't have focus or direction or understanding of who they are, what they truly want, then that creates a weakness, lack of confidence, lack of security with decisions, lack of, I said, focus and direction. And things can seem very difficult then when you're making decisions, especially if you don't have clarity and you're confused about what you truly want. There can be a lot more difficulties in life. And when the challenges and the obstacles come, they can feel so overwhelming that you just want to stop what you're trying to do. And so if we look at the analogy, that would be, you know, coming to some road construction maybe and having to take a detour. Just driving along and all of a sudden you hit a major storm and have to stop. Or get a flat tire or some other situation arises. You could either look at that as this is way too difficult, I must not supposed to be doing this, or you could look at it like this, I just can't handle this. I'm not strong enough to get through this. You could look at it like, gosh, if I'm not willing to fight, do I really even want to go to California that badly? Maybe I'm doing what somebody else wants me to be doing rather than what I really want to be doing. Maybe deep down inside, you've always really wanted to go to Wyoming, but you're going to California for somebody else. To me, that when the difficulties come in your life, they're challenging you. They're challenging your mindset. They're challenging your intentions. They're challenging your thoughts. Do I really want this goal in my life? What you want to do is then recognize that things will be difficult before they're easy. And if you truly have your sights on something and you truly have your intentions and your clarity, then the challenges really help you to reinforce how important that goal is to you, because you start fighting for it. You start fighting within yourself. You start developing courage and confidence and perseverance. You start deciding, as you're proving to others how important it is, you start deciding that it's worth your efforts. So to me, difficulty can either weed you out if it's really not that important, if your goal is not that important to you. It can weed you out if you don't have much clarity, or it can help you persevere and get stronger in your convictions. But anything new isn't going to be easy. It's going to challenge you in some way. If you went out and decided to start playing golf, would you truly expect that you're supposed to be just ace at it the first day out there? When you learn to drive a car, would you expect that you were just supposed to have it figured out and can go 100 miles per hour down an obstacle course. Everybody has their different talents, and we can't change that. You're born with abilities in certain areas. You have interests in certain areas that makes it more fun and interesting to do certain things for you than it might be for somebody else. I've got two children. My daughter's 2 years older than my son. So at one point, I thought it was time for her to learn how to ride a bike. Now, here she is 2 years older, so I'm putting all this focus and attention on helping her, and she's screaming, and she's nervous, and she's saying things like, I don't know if I don't want to do this. My son, 2 years younger, was just there to kind of watch and to hang out, and he still had training wheels on his bike. And he kept saying, can you take these off? And I kept saying, not old enough yet, we're working on your sisters. So he kept asking, so I took them off. As I'm focusing on my daughter, because she's really nervous, and if the bike tilts at all, she gets really panicky. And as I turn around, my son had taken his bike over to a slight hill and figured out how to ride it down in less than three tries. We were at a track at a high school. I turn around, and he's driving around the track. So, you know, people are different. Some have abilities in certain areas that another may not, or that it might take extra time for one person to learn something than it does another. That doesn't mean that one's better than the other. It doesn't mean that one's good and one's bad, one's smarter and one's not. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that we're different. But that doesn't mean that everything's supposed to be easy when you start it. That as you repeat things, they get easier. The more often that you've driven a car, the easier it's gotten. So much so to the point that you can even daydream while you're driving down the highway and think about something completely different, which is what we call highway hypnosis. That the more often you practice something like a golf swing, the less you have to think about it. It becomes more natural in your body. And just like the riding the bike example, some people do seem to pick up on it faster than others with some natural abilities. But if you're going into everything expecting that it's supposed to be easy or else I'm just not supposed to be doing it, then you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment. You're also setting yourself up to not really set some of those goals and work on them and persevere through them, through the challenges. So rather than hitting a roadblock or a detour and deciding, oh, this journey's over, you decide to reassess your situation in that moment, make a decision that's appropriate for the new information that you've now gained, and decide what the new path is. Still going down the direction to California, still heading to your goal, to your point B. Just taking a little bit of a detour. Doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It's going to challenge you. Things will get easier and easier as you follow that path. As long as I said earlier, that it is truly a path that you want to be on. It does seem to be easier when you're on a path that you enjoy, so that you're enjoying the journey. You will enjoy the challenges and the difficulties and taking the steps more if it's something that sparks your interest. So face challenges head on. Don't cower from them. Don't run away from them. Don't think that they're a sign that means I'm supposed to leave and end this journey. Assess them for what they are. Gather the information, stay present and aware, and persevere with courage and strength. So take a look at your life and what areas are creating challenges for you now, and see if it's helping you to be stronger in your convictions of what you truly want, or if it's telling you that maybe you should be taking a different path. Either way, just make sure that you're not expecting that everything's supposed to just be easy breezy. Make sure that you're not giving up on things just because they present a challenge. If you need more help in this area or any other areas of your life, feel free to contact me at my email, dawn@dawngrant.com. Have an enjoyable day. Thank you.